In Baghdad today, UN arms inspectors visited one of Saddam Hussein's main presidential palaces. It was the second visit to a presidential palace since inspections resumed 8 weeks ago. Meanwhile, other teams of inspectors searched 12 additional sites around the country. Washington Post reporter Rajiv Chandrasekaran is in Baghdad, and he joins us now. Hello, Rajiv.
Good afternoon.
What's known about the presidential palace that was inspected today?
The palace that the inspectors visited today is the Republican Palace, a vast, walled-off compound on the banks of the Tigris River. It's Saddam Hussein's main palace. It's where his official office is. It's not at all clear that he was there at the time or that he actually spends much time there these days at all. He's got dozens of palaces around the country, and he's known to bounce back and forth between them. The inspectors didn't actually go inside his residence or his office. They confined themselves to two buildings sort of at the outer edge of the compound. Iraqi officials described the buildings as housing accounting and other administrative functions for war veterans. The UN wasn't much more specific about what was in there other than to say that there were three very large safes in one room and they had to wait for a couple of hours for a man to come with a combination to open them up. Lots of documents inside which they looked at. They did make a point, however, of saying that they did not leave with any documents. This might suggest that they did not find any incriminating evidence, although the inspectors did not say clearly what they found at the site or what they were looking for.
Secretary of State Colin Powell this week said that the U.S. is sharing more intelligence with the inspectors. Have there been any noticeable changes in their routine?
There have. The inspectors over the past couple of days have been visiting an increasing number of munitions depots, places where the Iraqis store arms, and that represents a bit of a change over some of their previous visits, which have been largely confined to things like research centers, universities, medical labs, etc. Also, the visit to the presidential palace compound today, particularly the two buildings that they were looking at, is also regarded as something fairly unusual. Previous groups of inspectors in 1998 did visit the Republican Palace, but they concerned themselves with other parts of the compound. These two buildings that they looked at today were not really seen either by Iraqis or others as something that might be obviously connected to the weapons program. So the presumption is that they might have been acting on a tip here or seeking to follow up some intelligence data that they have recently received.
With the UN deadline of the 27th, just a little more than a week away, do you get a sense that there's also a change in the way that they're doing business, spreading themselves out, trying to reach as many sites as possible before that deadline hits?
Yes, they are really ramping up their activities here. They made a point of mentioning to journalists today that they have 114 inspectors on the ground, which is more than they've ever had here. The UN is running another training class for prospective inspectors, and others are expected to be joining shortly. It seems to be a clear message from the chief UN weapons inspector, Hans Blix, to the United States and others that the process is moving forward, and at the same time they say they need time to demonstrate results to be able to fulfill their mandate.
Rajiv Chandrasekaran is a reporter for The Washington Post. Thank you for joining us.
You're most welcome.